Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet Mishnah Dalid. Here we'll talk more about brothers who inherited from their father an estate, but they didn't divide it amongst themselves yet. Mishnah says, Ha'achina Shutafin, brothers who are partners in their father's property, but they didn't divide it up yet. Shenafal Ehad Mehen Umanut, Nafal La'emsaf. One of them is hired by the king for a very profitable job to be the tax collector, and he keeps a share of the proceeds of the tax collection. We say that all of the profits that he gets are nofel ba'emsa, they fall into the middle, they're divided up by all of the brothers equally. The king selected somebody from this family specifically because of their father, because of the status of who they were, and not because there was something unique about this individual, his intelligence, his business ability, etc., but it's because of the family that he came from. So therefore, since it's from the family, it's as if the entire family shares in that profit, and they actually do. But if he was chosen because of his intelligence or because of his wisdom, then he would keep all of the profits. Mishnah continues, Halav nitrapaf. One of the brothers became sick, and it's because he didn't take care of himself. He went out in the cold. He didn't wear proper clothing and all that, and then he was healed using the money from the estate. We say that he was healed from his own share. The illness was caused from his own negligence. So therefore, the other brothers would not be obligated to contribute to his medical care, and therefore it's deducted from his share of the estate. The next halakha we'll talk about is shushbinut, which is the fact that there were groomsmen who would celebrate with the hatan at a wedding by bringing him gifts to honor him at his wedding, and the chuppah, and the sheva barachot, and they showered him with gifts, and they took care of their friend who was a hatan. But it was expected that whoever took care of you at your wedding, you were then supposed to take care of them as well when they were getting married, by celebrating with them and also giving them these gifts, that you'd celebrate and give them a tremendous amount of gifts at their wedding as well. So here we'll talk about how that plays into if one of the brothers is eventually gifted these items. Ha'achin she'asu miksatan shushbinut b'chaye ha'av. If there were brothers who were acting as groomsmen during their father's lifetime for a friend, so one or more of the brothers was sent by the father as these groomsmen, and the father gave them expensive gifts to give at the wedding to the groom, and then what happened? Then the father dies. Hazra shushbinut hazra la'emsa. Then the father's already dead, but now one of those men who were the groomsmen, one of these brothers was the groomsman is now getting married, and people are returning the gifts to him. So what do we say about those gifts? Are those gifts, do they go specifically to that brother who's getting married, or do they go to the pile in the emsa? Do they go to everybody and it's split up evenly? We say hazra shushbinut hazra la'emsa. Once the groomsmen gifts return to one of the brothers who are getting married, they celebrated with the other people, so now they're celebrating back with them. The gifts go to the middle. Everybody shares in the gifts, not only the brother who is getting married, because we view the original gifts as property of the father who sent it elsewhere, and now when he's getting something in return, it's still property of the father, so therefore the estate divides it equally. Shashush binut nigbet bebet din. Groomsmen's gifts are treated like a loan. They're sent out to another wedding. You spend a lot of money on gifts, and it's like you gave that person a loan, and you expect him to pay you back at your wedding, and therefore the gifts that are received by this brother who's getting married are understood to be on behalf of the whole family, and they're divided up equally. But somebody sends his friend barrels of wine or barrels of oil when he's getting married. He doesn't go to celebrate with him. He just sends him these nice gifts. They're not considered to be shushbinut. Rather, they're considered to be regular gifts. And therefore, en nigbin bebet din mipinesh en gemilut hasadim. We can't go collect these in court because they're just an act of kindness by a man on another person's wedding. He gave them without the intention of ever getting paid back. So therefore, if the father gave those gifts in his lifetime, and then gifts were sent back to one of the brothers after he died, that brother is allowed to keep everything for himself because it's not considered to be a paid back from the shushbinut.